Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. I know that we are running a little bit behind. Don't tell anybody, though. You know, I'm all about being fashionably late, okay? So that's just how I roll. I do, however, encourage you, if you weren't able to tune in during the first half of Feedback, my guest, one of my faves, Dr. Pierre Corey. He's great. And our conversation will be posted on WSAU.com shortly after the program concludes this morning. So how are you? I got all kinds of news, all kinds of bad news. You know, that's just sort of the way it is. But still, nonetheless, I'm an optimist. I see that the gruesome Gavin Newsom, ghoulish Gavin Newsom, so many nicknames, so little time. He signed a radical abortion legislation that only is not only a reflection on him, but on the legislature in California. More than a dozen abortion and so-called reproductive health bills that Gruesome Newsom signed this past week. One piece of legislation has pro-life advocates sick to their stomachs. Sorry, I'm going to have to tell you about this. Assembly Bill 2223 would prohibit coroners from holding an inquest after fetal death related to or following known or suspected self-induced or criminal abortion. The bill would further clarify under the Reproductive Privacy Act that pregnancy loss through miscarriage, stillbirth, abortion, or perinatal death due to causes that occurred in utero would not be criminalized. Oh my gosh. It's so, I mean, it's essentially if you attempt to abort your baby, but it's born alive, you can now let it die or kill it, and no one can investigate the death or hold those responsible or who helped them be criminally liable. I mean, how ghoulish is that? Oh my gosh. Of course, I could say only in California, but I'm sure there are plenty of other Democrat-run states that are just, dare I say, dying to pass this same legislation. Ugh, I'm sorry about that awful pun. Speaking of California, if you think gas prices are horrible here, which they are, Joe Biden, Brandon, their gas prices in California spiked 16 cents overnight. So the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gas in California topped $6, and the price rose 16 cents overnight from $5.88 to about $6.04. I don't know. I mean, I'm telling you, why does anyone? Seriously, California is the greatest example of why you would never want to vote for a Democrat. Why? Why do people vote for Democrats? Speaking of voting for Democrats, what's going on in Wauwatosa? This motion to rescind this—I don't know—is there—is there a better way to put it? This creepy sex ed curriculum for kindergartners. The motion failed. So this curriculum, which I'm not going to get into detail because you know maybe you're still eating breakfast or maybe you just don't want to hear it. I prefer not to be indelicate on the air, but. This curriculum in Wauwatosa, passed by the Wauwatosa School Board, teaches medically accurate terms in elementary school, as well as lessons on gender identity. Their new human growth and development curriculum will expect kindergartners to know the body part names. And I'm not going to repeat them. I'm sure you can look up, you know, if you want to go online and see what Wauwatosa is doing. Coming to a school district near you, if you do not commit to babysitting those that are in elected office, because that's what we're really evidently going to have to do, is babysit the adults in these at the school board level. Okay, so I do want to take your calls, and I don't want to run out of time. 715-845-2155, just really super quick. Does it infuriate anyone else that we are just opening up our wallets to Ukraine? The Biden administration is going to provide Ukraine with an additional $1.1 billion, with a B, dollars in aid. Does anybody else question why we're doing this? Why we're giving this unending amount of money to Ukraine. I mean, granted, hey, I'm sorry for the Ukrainian people. I'm sorry for the Russian people that live under their ruler, Putin. However, when do we stop giving money that we don't have? When do we stop mortgaging the generations of children and grandchildren and those that have yet to even be conceptually born? Conceptually. Oh, that's a good pun. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. The other just quick one that I saw. Senate Democrats block Senator Ron Johnson's effort to pass legislation combating the opioid epidemic. Why would they do that? Because they're Democrats. That's why. If you'd like to join the conversation, honestly, I truly am going to take your calls. 715-845-2155. Good morning. Welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Bad connection, though.
Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Okay. Hey, just wanted to say that I believe that Dr. Pierre Corey and Senator Ron Johnson have been incredible leaders in terms of their moral courage and revealing the truth. And, you know, they've had to take so much garbage from the media, and they're taking up so much evil. You know, what the purpose of healthcare is, from the government's perspective, the perverted government's perspective, is to weaponize, it's just one more tool to weaponize against the individual, against liberty, and against freedom. And that's what they've done with the FBI, and that's what they fully intend to do with healthcare. And these two are just tremendous people who have stood up to it and have saved lives. They have both saved countless lives because they have not gone against able to go against the grain. They have gone against the evil, and they have done it unapologetically. And we need that kind of leadership if we are to maintain our freedom and our prosperity, and if healthcare is to once again become a respected institution.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree, and ironic that, and this is a point I wanted to make sure to make on air with Dr. Corey, and not to shame him in any way, but just to acknowledge that Democrats can see the light too, because he's a former Democrat. And, you know, as he stated, he was a New York liberal. And, you know, what they're fed on a daily basis with regard to politics and who Republicans are is clearly misinformation. It's not the truth. And he was able to see through it and utilize his God-given critical thinking skills to see the truth about Senator Johnson and about what he was trying to accomplish in standing up for all of our liberty and our right to try and our right to make decisions about our health care on our own, as opposed to being forced to by our government.
Right. Obamacare was the first step in the radical takeover of the government of health care. And just understand that it was not about in any way, shape, or form improving your health care. If you look at communist countries like North Korea, the way that physicians are used there is they're used to harvest the organs of prisoners after they've had their brains blown out so that they can sell them on the market, you know, for a profit. You know, I mean, this is how perverted medicine can get, and this is what the left wants it to be. They want it to be just a weapon for them to maintain control and intimidation and fear over you, and you know, we have to fight it.
Amen. That's for sure. Hey, Lewis, thanks for calling in, as always. Great points. Hope you have a fantastic day.
You too, Meg.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thanks. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning. Welcome to Feedback.
Hey, I had a couple questions, actually. Well, not questions, but just wondering your thoughts on it. So that Tim Michaels commercial was just on a little bit ago. He talks about endorsed by the NRA and all this stuff, and it's like he uses hunting. He says, so we can hunt with any gun we want. It's like that's playing right into their hand. It's like that's not why we have rights for hunting. I mean, what do you think about that? Why does he say
That's actually not a Tim Michaels commercial. It's a NRA commercial.
Oh.
So it's the NRA Political Victory Fund, I believe. So it's a PAC that is obviously they are in support of the Second Amendment, and so that was their. Well, I honestly probably heard it the first time we played it, but I sort of tune them out now. But I will pay closer attention to it, and you know, I think that's the NRA's perspective. And I don't think I'll just say this: it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how the NRA phrases something. The Tim Michaels is being attacked by the left. Whether the NRA, whatever they say, because he's being attacked for his pro-life point of view as well. They're going after him for supporting or for being endorsed by the Wisconsin Right to Life. And, and I'll just tell you a little story, is that the way that the left twists whatever topic to suit their narrative. So Wisconsin Right to Life, one of their objectives is to win a woman over when she's going to an abortion clinic, when she steps into a certain, and I mean this is how it works, and this is how it works when you're at Home Depot or wherever. There's something called geofencing, and when you are within a certain distance of a property, you can get targeted ads sent to your smartphone. And one of the things that the Wisconsin Right to Life organization does is they send caring ads. You know, they talk about the alternative to an abortion in their ads to women that are going to an abortion clinic. And I mean, I think that is, and the left hates it because they think, oh, shoot, now this potential victim that we're going to abort her unborn human being that's growing inside of her, she might be persuaded not to do it because of the Wisconsin Right to Life ad. So he's been attacked for that. He's been attacked for his faith. He's been attacked for giving money to his conservative church that he attends. I mean, it doesn't matter what organization it is, the left's going to attack. And I mean, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or whomever is going to be our presidential candidate, the left will attack whomever it is. So I don't think we should apologize, or we should be fearful of what we believe in. We should stand up for it.
Right, that's for sure. And maybe that's another reason not to have a smartphone, too.
No kidding. Hey, you know, sometimes when my husband and I have conversations that we don't want our smartphones to hear, we actually put our smartphones, and I don't turn the power on, but we put them in the dryer, or you can put them in the fridge. I mean, that's what we do, because you know what? I don't even know. I would be suspect even with it powered off if it could still actually spy on us. I wouldn't put it past the technology that's out there. So,
it's creepy. That's for sure. Yep.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Marathon, but not from around here.
Oh, okay.
Working.
Well, hey, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye. I got to go to a break, and then I'll be back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Again, if you were unable to tune in during the first half of Feedback, I don't want to say it was the best half, because the both halves are great. The full 4 hours of programming gold from 5 to 9 a.m. That's where you will find me, WSAU.com. And of course, on AM 550, FM 99.9 and 95.1, I encourage you to check out our podcasts on WSAU.com. My guest this morning was Dr. Pierre Corey. God love him. We were talking about Senator Johnson, too. Just want to leave you with this last thought. Courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are often stiffened. That's Billy Graham. Got a boogie. Have a great day. God bless. Talk with you again tomorrow.